Well, let's see. You're on voice 12. We're going to try this recording out, make sure I know what I'm doing, as if. And today we're doing, this morning we're doing a little bit of impromptu wheelchair repair. The other day I noticed my chair was hanging up unpleasantly on the folding and opening of it when I was putting it in the back seat of the car. And I squirted some silicone spray in there, and that helped a lot. But then I noticed later on that there was a little washer, which seemed to, a little nylon washer that seemed to have broken at one of the cross pieces that rubs against another cross piece. I guess this kind of a washer or kind of a spacer is really what it was. And now it seems to have fallen out entirely. It must have broken away and just dropped out on the road somewhere. I can't find it. So not having another one just like it, I decided to scavenge one off of another set of wheelchair parts that I had. And when I get around to needing those parts, I'll have to scavenge from some other place. But that's how it goes, you know, you always borrow from the future to get done what you need to get done today. So what I did was I took this little nylon washer, which won't be an exact fit, but a close fit, from a set of new wheelchair brakes, which I've been keeping in reserve for when these brakes go out. Actually, my brakes have officially gone out years ago, but I keep patching them together and making them work some more. Okay, so what we're going to do is attempt to I'm going to attempt to loosen this bolt on the underside of the chair and use a socket wrench, this critter, and a vice grips, this little buddy, and see how far we get with it. First, I'm going to yank up on the middle of the wheelchair seat as follows, which puts it in a semi-folded position. Drag it over here toward me a little better. Put on the brakes. John Denver is kind of loud in the background there, but, well, what are you going to do? There's the cuckoo. Okay. Thank you, cuckoo. Announcing 9:30. Okay, let's see if we can get this vice grips clipped on to the back here. I'll loosen it up first. Loosen up the vice grips. How does one pause here? May we know? Take home a package of Tennessee Pride. Okay. Yep, that John Denver, he just a peck of fun, isn't he? Let's see. Got the vice grips too loose now. Back them up a little bit. And when we get them where we want them, we clamp them on. One more little gleep there. Okay, we're going to put the gleep on it. Got it. Here we go. I'm going to crawl under there. Crawl behind this chair. Come on, chair. Come on, chairo. I'm still working on clamping this set of vice grips to the nut on the underside of the chair. I'll represent the nut on the top side of the chair, and between us we will have a good representation of nuts all about the chair. Pause again here. All right, we got the vice grips on the back nut of the chair and the socket. It's going to work on the front. If this works, I'll be something of a genius. They will sing my praises far and wide. And if it doesn't work, I'll be stuck here in the middle of my living room without any way to get around. So this could be, you know, they could find my
rotting
corpse years from now. Well, anyway, here we go with the undoing of it. Once you start, you may as well just do it, man. Let the chips fall where they may. About to come off now. That's the nut. Hopefully this came off. This is undoing quite a bit easier than I was expecting. Surprised how hard it was to scavenge that little nylon washer off of the brake mechanism that somebody or some machine or somehow had really put a monster gleep on that one and took about all me strength to get off of there. Now, of course, the last little bit of this is going to make a liar out of me when I was saying how easy this was. Off there. Why? Because I know you better than you know you. Gotta talk to these things, you know. Alright, pause again. Alright. The nut, the one nut has been removed from the bolt, and now should be a matter of simply backing the bolt out just enough to slip. I say the scavenged washer. Where the heck did I put it? Okay, here it is. Yay. Into the end of the bolt. With any luck, able to put the thing back together and be on our way. Okay. The washer is on the bolt. I have to line up the two cross pieces that move against each other with the washer in between them. Line them up again, slip the bolt back through, and replace the nut. Then, see what we have. We hope we have a happy functioning wheelchair again. Happy folding, happy unfolding. Clean riding, smooth sailing, turbocharged, and built for comfort and speed. Alright, now, final step here will be to switch the next to final step will be to switch the socket wrench back to this position. Go ahead and do it this way for now. Put the socket wrench on the back. And then later we will switch the two wrenches. Alright, people now. We've got Gloopy. I'm always very careful when doing this. I take a lot more time probably than many people would in doing this because the main thing I want to avoid is dropping little bits of things on the floor. So it's a real pain in the to have to pick them up. And so, whereas other people might get kind of cavalier with things and then with the ability to simply reach down and pick them up, I am very protective of my stuff. Alright, so slow and steady is my method here. Slow and steady. Alright, now. I switched the two wrenches again. Isn't this fascinating? Aren't you all having a great time? And we're going to put the tightening on again. Now, oops. Let's make it happen. Final gleep coming. Gleep is a term I learned from Tom Pope at America Printing House. I think he probably picked it up in the Navy many years ago, but it just means the good old tight. Put the tight screw to something. Put the tight clamp on something. Of course, I don't want to get this so tight that it's unworkable, so we're going to put a gleep on it and then back that gleep off just a little bit so that we have a good combination. It's kind of a feel thing. There's really no right set way to do it, but you want the right combination of tightness and smooth functioning, which is always the problem when you're dealing with screws. Okay, done and done. Let us open up the chair. Sounds like this. So far, so good. Now fold it. Seems a little tight. Open it up again. It's probably one more little loosening maneuver. Okay, I degleeped it a little bit. So now we're going to try the open and shut test again. Hoping for a nice snap sound here. Here we go. Nice. Pretty good. I think we got it. There we go. Yep. Success. And that, friends, was our morning wheelchair repair. Tune in tomorrow. Hopefully we won't be doing any more wheelchair repair.